This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand with Matt Rooney.
Welcome back to an abbreviated edition of the Matt Rooney Show on 1210 WPHT. That's right, you only get an hour tonight, kids. It is what it is. You can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. So we're going to make the most of the time allowed. Don't worry, this is not a permanent thing. It's just this week. We'll be back with the full two-hour program next week here on 1210 and, of course, via the Matt Rooney Show podcast on the other end of Labor Day. It's a very busy fall ahead. I hope you're ready. I've been warning you for months now that you need to prepare your bodies for the Thunderdome that is election 2025 and the beginning of the midterm cycle. So you're going to want to keep it here every Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard on 1210, where I am usually joined when he feels like showing up for work by the incorrigible Spanish, Latinx, Gen whatever you are representative, Dan Valdez.
Hey, we're on a streak.
Did I put the right pronunciation on there, Valdez?
It's actually Valdez, but I don't
Valdez?
Say it. Yeah, I don't say it like that.
Like the hot, hazy days of summer? Days, yeah, that days?
That's how it's pronounced, but I don't use that pronunciation.
Okay. All right. Well, however you, how do you say it?
Valdez.
Just Valdez?
Yeah.
Not very...
No.
Not very
There's
ethnic.
Nothing there, but we're on a streak. I don't even notice this, but we're on like a couple week streak that we're going on that I've been here.
No, it's true. It's been maybe three or four in a row.
Yeah.
This is huge. Are you actually enjoying yourself?
I'm having a great time.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I mean, the most important thing about this program is not, you know, the thousands of people listening or, you know, whether or not I think it's a good show. It's whether you are having a good time. That's the barometer we use.
Yeah,
not ratings.
We're here for the ride, man.
Yeah. And quite a ride it's going to be as we head into fall. I cannot believe that summer is already passing us by. It is pumpkin spice season. It's everywhere you go to get a cup of Joe during the week. I know, Dan, you're probably already using your pumpkin spice deodorant as fall approaches, as September dawns.
September 1st is when I'll start doing things. But I have been thinking about what Haunted Attractions Bill and I are going to be doing this year. So,
for any new listeners out there, Dan is a little bit obsessed with Halloween.
No, not obsessed.
You're a little spooky. You're a little spooky.
Yeah, just a freak. Because I need that. I have a really high scare tolerance. I don't know where I've gotten this from, but like when I was younger, I used to hate this stuff. And then all of a sudden, I just started loving it. And I need something more than just like, you know, Eastern State where they're like, boo. I need more than that. I want to be grabbed and I want to be thrown from the group and I want to be like playfully abused. You know what I mean?
You want to be playfully abused.
Yeah. I think we've had this conversation before, but yes.
I mean, are you trying to go to a haunted attraction or take a flight with Jeffrey Epstein? I mean, what the hell are you talking about? Playfully abused.
I mean, they're like the same thing. Find the
what is wrong with you?
Find the differences.
I think that this season you and I should take in a haunted attraction together.
I approve. I would love that.
Yeah. Ask Bella. She can come. We can get some audio.
Oh, no. She'll be there. She'll 100%
be there. And we'll play some on the show. I think people would like that.
Yeah. I used to do a thing. I mean, let's just put it out there. I think Eastern State has like a promotional kind of thing, so I can always reach out to them and see if they're down for something.
All right. Let's look into that.
Yeah, because I did something for that for high school, and they basically gave us all access to do whatever we wanted in the all attractions right. With a camera. So I'm sure
I would like Eastern State because I'm not as into getting playfully abused as you describe it.
Eastern State, yeah, you'll enjoy that one.
But I like going someplace where there's cool history. I went once years ago.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So all right. See, look, there's yet another thing you folks have to look forward to as we head into the finale of Election 2025, a Halloween special. With Matt and Dan. Also, if you feel a little gypped because this episode of our program is a little bit shorter than usual, I've got more good news for you, you lucky ducks. So I will be on the morning show, Kale & Company, this Tuesday, day after Labor Day, which is, what is that, the 3rd? The 2nd?
The 2nd.
The 2nd? Yeah, September 2nd, around 8:30. I'm going to hang out for a good chunk of the show. It's Stocker's idea. Because there's this big election in New Jersey this year, I'm going to start dropping by the program on a regular basis to give everybody an update. Probably let Kale make fun of me. Dawn will probably razz me a little bit too. I'm probably going to be a little bit of a punching bag, but that's okay because I'm a one-man booster for the great state of New Jersey, so I'm down for it, even though it requires me to get up and out of the door a little bit earlier than I enjoy. So Kale and Company, obviously they start at 6 a.m., but if you're not up quite that early, 8:30 is when I'll be joining them on Tuesday, the 2nd of September. Dan will not listen, so you'll have to tell him how it goes. He's not even going to pretend to listen to be polite. That's just not his
style. I will be on my way to my actual job, so no, I will not be.
But you realize that's when a lot of people listen to the station.
That's great. Not me.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got a lot we got to talk about tonight in very little time, but we might as well get to the most important thing at the top here. T-Swift is engaged.
That was great. Cool.
Right?
That's it. That's the whole story. All
right. That was pretty good, right?
Yes.
Marry me, Juliet. You'll never have to be alone.
Yeah, you should probably keep the singing to Taylor Swift.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I could be an international sensation. Anyone who wasn't convinced before would be now.
Sure. Yeah.
I think the best meme I've seen coming out of the Taylor Swift engagement was one where she's just kind of lovingly standing behind him with her arms wrapped around him, and he's about 8 months pregnant.
There's also a hoax saying that they got engaged in Longwood Gardens, and I'm like, that's not a thing.
No.
They got engaged in Missouri.
Missouri?
Yeah.
Why?
He probably lives in Kansas City.
I guess. That makes sense.
She probably has either who lives with him or a house out there.
I forget Kansas City is a thing from time to time.
The Chiefs.
I'm not a big fan of Missouri.
Okay, that's fine. Missouri's not a fan of you.
I've been once. St. Louis, not nice. Not a particularly nice place to be.
Well, just saying. That's all right.
Trump should definitely send the National Guard there next. Just saying.
Maybe they'll get married in Missouri. Who knows?
Now, Dan, you know, being a youngin', do you know anyone in your social circle that's excited about Taylor Swift getting engaged?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
No. No.
Not in the least bit intrigued, huh?
No, I mean, I don't care. I saw the post. I'm like, oh, good for them, and then scrolled past it.
Can you explain one thing to me, since you're hipper than I am?
I could try.
So her Instagram post made reference to the fact that she's an English teacher and he's a gym teacher.
I don't...
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The best explanation I can give you is, like, when a man and a woman really love each other...
Uh-huh. No, please continue.
When a man and a woman really love each other...
I want to know if you actually know.
Know what?
How this happens?
How a gym tea or like the
do we have any? Beats? Do we have any music to accompany this? I imagine we need like a science track from a 1980s VHS cassette.
Maybe
is that a thing?
Let me see if I can whip something up real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, this whip it up. Help. Whip it up. Whip it good.
So when a man and a woman really, really love each other, you know, they just want to be super close.
Mm-hmm.
Some things go down in the bedroom, and the guy, you know, maybe like 30 seconds tops, and then the girl leaves.
That's right, folks. One of our new sponsors is Hims.
Okay. No, to answer your question, I don't know what the gym teacher and English teacher is, though.
I mean, really, that's part of what it is, I guess. I just don't get it. I'll never get her appeal. And, of course, it set off a fight online because I guess at some point Travis Kelce dated a woman who was a little bit thicker around the edges.
Yeah,
and people are angry because they're saying that, you know, why is he with someone who looks like an ironing board, which I also don't think is fair. I think T-Swift's feminine, even though she's not my cup of tea.
If you want, I just asked Google Gemini what this might mean, and they said this playful caption references a longstanding fan-made comparison between Swift and the archetype of an inspiring, approachable English teacher. And Travis Kelce, who, by the way, is a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, if you didn't know, is likened to a gym teacher due to his NFL career. Once the relationship became public, fans naturally extended the analogy, pairing Swift's intellectual, artistic image with Kelce's energetic and sporty persona.
A likable, inspiring English teacher.
Why are we spending so much time talking about this?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, it's the most important thing that's happened in the world this week. What do you mean, why are we talking about this?
I feel like there's something else more, but
you feel like there's something else more?
Probably.
Oh, well, you know what? You should talk to Stocker and get a radio show.
I am. It's this one.
And then we can the one that you rarely show up for.
Hey, we're on a streak. We're on a streak now.
Yeah, no, that's true. I should not be trash talking you when you're doing so well. We do have a bunch of stuff we have to cover tonight. And you know what? Can I tell you probably why I'm busting your chops over Taylor Swift and talking about this inane crap? Probably because I don't want to talk about the thing that we need to talk about. Because it depresses the crap out of me for obvious reasons. I mean, who wouldn't be depressed by what happened in Minneapolis this week? It is... Depressed isn't the right word. It's gutting. It's that sickening feeling you have when the bottom just completely falls out. And I know for a lot of you in our core listening area in the Delaware Valley, because we got a whole heck of a lot of Catholics around here. Look, I went to Catholic school.
I did.
Kids in Catholic school, nephews, nieces in Catholic school. You went to Catholic school.
College, but same thing.
No, it is not the same thing.
Catholic school and Catholic college, it's the same exact.
It is not the same experience.
Well,
as putting on the uniform and dealing with the nuns, and it's a whole.
I didn't do that. I dealt with nuns, no uniform though.
Did you have nuns?
I did. My Spanish teacher was a nun.
Ah, muy bien.
Yeah,
yeah. Why did you take Spanish?
It's
you habla español. It's like cheating.
See, I don't speak Spanish, but it was the language that I took in middle school and high school. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, if I ever go somewhere and need to communicate with people, I'll speak Spanish. I've never had to use it, but it's there.
It is there. It is there. All right. Well, that's good. It's good to know it's there.
Yeah.
But it's gutting for those of us that have had the Catholic school experience. To think that not only that could happen there, right? A gunman could go and mow down children in church, but the idea that they were targeted in part for that reason, there's no way to articulate, I think, how it really makes you feel. But what we need to talk about tonight is something that's going to tick some people off. But I have rarely felt so strongly about something. It's not going to surprise regular listeners of the Matt Rooney Show, or if you read my website, savejersey.com, because this isn't a newly formed opinion for mine, but I feel more serious than ever before that we need to talk about it loudly and clearly. We need to stop pretending that trans is a thing. We need to stop pretending that it is strictly a personal choice and it is an innocuous choice for both the individual and for society. It's a mental health crisis, folks. There has been a burgeoning and growing mental health crisis that I think really accelerated in this country during COVID for fairly obvious reasons when we were all locked up like lab rats for months on end for something that, you know, ended up being a bad head cold for the vast majority of the population. But there has been this trend, an outgrowth of the woke social justice movement, where someone somewhere decided, you know what, a great new addition to the Democrat coalition of victim classes, both real and invented, would be if we convince kids that we're gender confused, that somehow they're going to feel better about themselves if they cut off their penises and pretend that they're the opposite gender, even though that's a scientific impossibility to change your gender. But, you know, many people in this country, the medical establishment, Big Pharma, of course, the Democrat Party and the entertainment media establishment have decided to indulge this fantasy. They have validated mental illness instead of encouraging it to be treated. And now look at the results. Several of the most recent mass shootings in this country have been perpetrated not by white nationalists, not by guys that look like they were extras from the Beverly Hillbillies. No, it's so-called trans individuals, people who believe they are a gender different than the one that they were born into. And we got to be clear about this for a second, because the natural pushback that you get from the left is, oh, you know, you're being cruel to these people. You're pretending they don't exist. You're trying to erase them. What do you want to do? Do you want to throw them in a dungeon? That's not what we're talking about here. If a family member came to you tomorrow and said they're hearing voices, what are you going to do? Are you going to get them professional help? Or are you going to pretend that you can hear the voices too? Of course you're not going to be cruel to them, but you're not going to pretend that you can hear those voices, because guess what? That is also cruel. You're going to lovingly and compassionately, but firmly if necessary, get them some kind of intervention. Now, let's be clear about what I'm talking about here, because we still live in a limited government republic, at least for as long as we can keep it. If adults want to obtain cosmetic procedures, that's a medical ethics issue. All right? You know, case in point, if you're a woman and you want to remove your breasts for no good reason, a little bit strange to me, but it's also strange to me that someone in Hollywood wants to go and get so much plastic surgery to their face that they start to resemble a cat from an Andrew Lloyd Webber play. But minors should always be off limits. And if you're born as a biological female or male, guess what? Society is under no obligation to indulge a delusion to the contrary. And as we found out in Minneapolis this week, the pronouns fad, it's not a harmless trend. Validating mental illness is not kind. Validating mental illness breeds more mental illness, and sometimes it can lead to extremely dangerous consequences. It's time to stand up and say it. It's time for Republicans and essentially anyone who's not a radical Democrat, because they're lost, folks. They're gone. There's no reaching them. And many of them are also dangerously self-interested, and as I said, creating new victim classes for the Democrat Party, especially at a time when they're losing the populations that they tried so long to victimize. But goodness gracious, the rest of us need to talk about this. We need to not be afraid. If somebody's going to call you a bigot, I want you to verbally push right back and say, no, we're the ones that are looking out for the most vulnerable in our society, those that are hurting, those who need help. This young man who was born as Robert, but at some point, I guess his goofy parents allowed him to become Robin, right? I can't imagine that person was born into the mold of a killer. Maybe they were born with some kind of mental illness. I don't know. I wasn't there. I haven't treated them. But I know this. If you look at the clear indicators that this killer left as to their motive, I can tell you what helped catalyze a deep descent into mental illness. Look at that video that's made the rounds on social media. Threats lodged against Donald Trump, anti-religious speak, anti-Catholic commentary. Again, this is someone that was shaped by the left, somebody who was clearly already damaged and hurting, but was driven deeper into despair and ultimately reached the point of insanity because of a culture that promotes this crap. My question for all of you out there in the 1210 WPHT audience and the Matt Rooney Show audience is, have you had enough? Are you more concerned about being accused of being insensitive, bigoted, whatever? Or are you worried as I am for this next generation? Not just the kids who are the victims, and our heart bleeds for them, but also the kids who are being turned into monsters, who could have received intervention and didn't need to go down this path. I think the choice is pretty simple. And if you're here listening to this program, I suspect you agree with me, but it's time for some courage. That's what we preach here on the Matt Rooney Show. But right now we're going to take a quick break to fill our coffee mugs. And when we get back, we will have more of our program. So don't let me catch you going anywhere.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
It's good to see some Republicans out there with some testicular fortitude. House Republican Whip Tom Emmer is calling for a repeal of Minnesota's trans refuge law. It's about damn time somebody speaks out on this. He said, and I thought his comments were on point, we got to respect everyone. We got to have compassion for everyone. But we got to understand that we've got some serious mental health issues that are being exacerbated by these types of messages by people like Tim Walz and everybody who supported that law. They should immediately repeal it, but they won't. They've been encouraging this type of confusion. This poor young man was tortured. He clearly had serious mental health issues, and rather than helping him, they were actually exacerbating it. That's right. And Emmer, just in case you don't know, he's referring to 2023 legislation that crazy-eyed Tim Walz signed, which stops out-of-state subpoenas from having effect in Minnesota. So subpoenas, arrest warrants, requests for extradition, okay, for individuals traveling from other states to Minnesota for sex assignment surgeries or certain types of chemical hormone treatment. I'm going to say it 16 more times, folks, before we're done and we win this argument. Probably 1,600 more times. Democrats like Tim Walz don't do this kind of thing because they actually care about kids. They do it because it is a business model. Why would you vote for the Democrat Party if you're a well-adjusted, happy person who wants to work hard and achieve the American dream? They offer you nothing. The only thing the Democrat Party can ever offer you is the promise that they're going to knock the people who are allegedly oppressing you down a peg. That's what Democrat politics is in 2025. No hope, no vision, no path to prosperity or expanded freedom. It's retribution on demand and a lot of angry rhetoric to back it up. I think it's time to take a stand against it. So kudos to Mr. Emmer, Congressman Emmer, for taking that first step. Hopefully more Republicans follow suit. Because remember, these people, I'm going to give you an example of a clip. And I'm reticent to share this. And I hesitated even sending this to Dan to be cut. Because on the one hand, again, I believe we're dealing with people that are crazy. And I mean, again, if somebody believed they were a duck and they were walking around in the backyard waddling and quacking and eating pieces of bread, right? You like throw to the ducks. Like, you don't want to make fun of that person. That's not Christian. It's not cool. It doesn't always have utility. But at the same time, I think there are still people out there, and they're not just on the left. Some of you that consider yourselves libertarians, you think that it's okay to indulge this stuff. It's not. And I want to give you another example that what happened at Annunciation Parish out in Minneapolis. It's not happening in a bubble. It's not an isolated incident. This is a trans individual. I guess it's a dude who's dressed up like a woman who was reacting to the events in Minneapolis and, of course, is not blaming what happened on our nation's mental health crisis. Of course, it must be the fault of Christian nationalists. Now, I'm going to warn you before I play this, you're going to want to vomit. But we don't worry about being triggered on the Matt Rooney Show. We care about the truth and saving this country. So sometimes you just got to suck it up, buttercup. Let's play cut quattro.
I'm so sick of this, y'all. This shouldn't happen. There's no excuse for this. And it seems like school pew-pewing season starts earlier and earlier every year. And we just allow it. I feel terrible for the kids. I feel so bad for not just the victims, but the people who witnessed it and will now have to live with that for the rest of their lives. I don't feel bad for their parents. This happened at a Catholic school. There should have been no children there at all. We know what the church does to kids, so I feel terrible for the kids. May the universe protect them from their Catholic parents and the church. Y'all can shove your thoughts and prayers right where the brightest of the suns don't shine. So far up that black hole of yours that even your God can't see them or hear them. Because I'm all out of compassion for Christian nationalists. F*** y'all. You did this.
I let it be known that that black hole is the chocolate starfish.
I'm glad that you clarified that, because yeah. I'm sure there's someone out there in our audience who's not 100% on that.
Serious topic. I got to bring some humor into it so we're not like all down. I mean, it sucks what happened, but like, you know, got to bring something into it.
Listen. What do you do when you go and comfort somebody? At some point, you try to inject a little bit of levity.
Yeah.
And you know I'm the first one to criticize you for almost any reason. But your chocolate starfish comment can remain in the show.
Yeah.
That's your contribution to this crisis, Daniel.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. But let me ask you this, because you tend to be a little bit more chill on some of this stuff than I do. We talk about it a lot on this program. I mean, am I overstating the fact that this is a whole hell of a lot more complicated than just some isolated evildoer perpetrating an evil act? I mean, there's a pattern emerging, is there not?
I don't really see it. I mean, they didn't go this deep into the whole Nashville thing either. Or they're going more deep into this than they did the whole Nashville thing. So, I mean, you know, it sucks to say, but it is what it is.
Well, JD Vance, no, go ahead. Sorry. Really make, I'm
you can't, off. You can't really make anything. You can't really make any more laws that prevent this. Yeah. You can get stuff that are more strict, but you can't really make any laws of being like, this can't happen because people are going to break laws and people are going to find ways of doing things.
Well, sure. I mean, look, this happened in Minnesota.
And the guns were bought legally.
Yeah, I mean, it's
no criminal history, no nothing. Guns are bought legally, and still it happened.
The laws are not a panacea for a sick society. You can only regulate your fellow humans so much when they don't have any requisite civic virtue. Or in this case, you have someone who is literally insane and bent on causing harm to others. And the whole prayer thing, I got to tell you, I mean, it really ticks me off. Now, I'm a Catholic. I believe in Jesus Christ. I have faith in God. I think the country needs more of it. At the same time, I very much believe that part of our pluralistic tradition in this country is I'm not going to tell someone how to pray. What I don't understand is this hostile attitude to it. And I thought J.D. Vance said it really well, because you've seen it over and over again since this happened at Minneapolis. You know, oh, take your thoughts and prayers and shove them up your chocolate starfish. I'm going to be using that a lot now, by the way, since you brought it up.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's your contribution to 1210. J.D. said, literally no one thinks prayer is a substitute for action. We pray because our hearts are broken and we believe that God is listening. That's right. Most people who say thoughts and prayers, they're not saying it because they don't give a damn. It's because that's how many Americans focus in a crisis. It's just, let's call this for what it is. It's not that Republicans don't want to act. It's that we fundamentally disagree on the causation here. Democrats think just what they always think, that more government, more regulation will somehow solve what is clearly a sickness in the soul of our country, particularly our young people. One which, by the way, they help bring about. That's not what I believe. That's not what you believe. I don't have any confidence the Democrat Party, though, is going to be a constructive partner in this regard anytime soon. Coincidentally, they recently opened up their summer meeting out in Minneapolis. And, you know, did they start with a prayer? Did they start with the announcement of a sensible program to tackle the cost of living crisis, crime, anything like that? Nope. Nope. The DNC summer meeting began in Minneapolis, Dan, with a land acknowledgement. If you're not familiar with this, oh, you're about to be. And I apologize in advance for the migraine I'm about to bring about. This is cut number two.
And she's going to deliver.
Whoop, started it too early.
It's Lindy Somick, who is from the Saginaw Ojibwe Nation, and she's going to deliver our land acknowledgement today. Lindy?
Lindy Somick, Ninjitjikaz, Amik Dodam, Saginaw Chippewa Dojibwa, Anishinaabe Kwe, and Dow. Good morning, DNC members, friends, and relatives. Let's talk about the land for a second. The DNC acknowledges and honors the Dakota Oyate, the Dakota people, who are the original stewards of the lands and waters of Minneapolis. The Dakota cared for the lands, lakes, and the Wapatanka, the Great River, the Mississippi River, for thousands of years before colonization. This land was not claimed or traded. It's a part of a history of broken treaties and promises. And in many ways, we still live in a system built to suppress indigenous peoples' cultural and spiritual history. As Democrats...
I don't even know what that means. Could you make any sense of that, young Daniel?
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I got news for you folks. Everyone took something from someone at some point or another. Why we're still talking about this hundreds of years later. Again, I know your old pal Matt's a broken record. Do you see the pattern here? The entire Democrat model for winning elections in the modern age is just finding inane crap to keep people ticked off instead of actually giving them a path forward to improve their lives and build a stronger America. We want to put America first. They want everyone to feel like they're last and it's their other fellow Americans' fault. What kind of message is that? Is that inspiring you heading into election 2025, 2026, 28? I wouldn't think so. And the polling suggests that, surprise, surprise, their messaging isn't landing. Not even close to landing, if we're being honest. Again, you're listening to the Matt Rooney Show, where our commentary always lands. Let's take another break, play some ads, make some money, because we're capitalists here. And we'll be back with more of our program in just a second.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
It's the limitation of the medium, folks. You couldn't see that video I played in the last segment of the Democrat land acknowledgement out of Minneapolis. But the woman, I think it's a woman, that was reading the land acknowledgement, talking about how, you know, the evil Americans stole the land from the noble Native Americans, kind of looks like Eric Cartman. Any minute I expected her to look directly into the camera and go, beefcake, beefcake.
Kyle's mom.
Respect my authority.
My cheesy poof.
That's right.
Yeah, I can't do a good Eric Cartman, but like, you know.
You can't win them all, baby. You have a lot of good impressions that you do. You're a versatile character actor.
What can I say? I'm an actor.
An actor. Acting.
Right. That's what my improv class in college got me.
You took an improv class?
I had to.
What?
Yeah, it was part of my... If I wanted a major in what I graduated with, I had to take some kind of an acting class, and improv was the only one that was interesting. I thought it was like improv comedy. It wasn't. It was improv acting, and this was during COVID. So I was just sitting on my computer at like 9 o'clock in the morning with my little headphones on, just on a webcam, just improv acting. It was weird. I didn't like it, but I still passed.
That's interesting to me. I would not have suspected that you would have been into acting.
I didn't want to take it, but like I said, it was required. So
it was required. Were you good at it?
No. Right. I don't claim to be. That's why anytime I did theater, I was always behind the scenes, like a little tech nerd. And that's why I do behind the scenes stuff now.
Well, you're good at what you do, though.
Yeah, so don't expect me to go on the stage anytime soon.
All right, so if we ever have like a Matt Rooney Roadshow or something like that, you don't want to be on stage as part of the act.
Correct.
You'd be hanging out in the rafters with the other AV kids wearing all black.
Right, that's me, and that's when I did Halloween events. Obviously, during Halloween, I would always be like the tech that ran the houses, not actually acted in them, because I knew how to do the stuff like the lighting and the fog machines. I didn't know how to act.
But you like to come out from behind the camera when it's time for the, how did you describe it, playful touching?
The what? Oh, yeah, right. The playful touching that lasts like 30 seconds.
How could you forget the playful touching?
Right.
There was damn near a tear coming out of your eye. You felt so like strongly about it.
When a man and a woman really love each other, they go back to the room and they playfully touch.
Well, in your case, when a man and a woman really love each other, they go to some cornfield and walk around in a barn that's been turned into a haunted house.
Don't give me ideas. You're doing that thing again. Don't give me the ideas.
What do you think is the best haunted house on the respective sides of the river? I mean, you've been to many.
Yes, I've never been to any in Jersey, I don't think. I've been to some in Delaware, but never been to any in Jersey. The best one that I have been to currently is Halls of Horror in Palmerton, which is towards the Poconos in PA.
Okay.
That one is where they like full-on grab you and they throw blood on you and... We've had this discussion before.
Right. Do you have to sign a waiver or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. Yeah. We did the blood experience, Bella and I did. It was like an extra $20, but it was so worth it.
That is so messed up.
Yeah.
Why would you... Well, whatever.
Yeah. I hope to get to some in Jersey. I know that Jersey has a couple good ones, but they're just far.
Creamy Acres is pretty good.
That was my nickname in high school.
Yeah, well, that's actually my name on Reddit.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, Creamy Acres. That's quite a coinky dink, as the kids would say.
And then I've been to Frightland in Delaware. That one was pretty good.
Oh, well, you know what? So I was down in Rehoboth last weekend. You know, just hanging out with the Bidens, snorting some coke.
Right.
You know, hanging out with some classified documents. We were actually using that to roll the coke,
right?
So we could snort it. Yes, because that's what people do with cocaine.
Right.
You can tell how much coke I've done in my life.
Right. Yeah,
I have no idea. No idea what you do with it. Do you brush your teeth with it? I guess you could.
You could.
So I saw an advertisement that they were hiring.
Yes. When you drive down, depending on how you go to Rehoboth, you usually pass it.
Yes.
I think it's on the left-hand side. When you pass it,
right.
There's like a little. In the field back there, you'll see a sign literally that says Frightland. That one's pretty good.
So we could try that one, or we could take you down to Mullica Hill in Gloucester County and go to the Night of Terror at Creamy Acres. That has multiple attractions, if memory serves. They've got like a haunted house, a hayride. I think there's a corn stalk maze.
Eastern State has five
different attractions.
Yeah, I mean, they're all within the grounds of the prison. They're all relatively small, but, I mean, Eastern State's always a good time. It's not terribly scary,
All right, let's get it calendared up, man.
We got options.
We got options. We got plenty of options here.
Yeah, we do.
On the Matt Rooney Show. I'll tell you one option we do not have, though, because it's in his contract, folks. Every week, I turn this program over at the end to one of the scariest, spookiest segments in all of radio. You're going to have to remind me what we call it.
I was waiting for you to say something. I thought you were finished, but yes.
Ooh, you thought there was going to be that much buildup?
Yeah.
You would. Go ahead.
Hey guys, gather round. Gather round.
It's Twit Talk time.
Get it together over there, Creamy Acres.
You know, sometimes people like just being edged. You know what I mean? That's a thing nowadays. What?
All right, just do it. Get on with it. Which is probably also what I'm going to say when we go to the hayride or whatever the hell we're doing.
Yeah,
just get
so this girl on Twitter was saying if there was a civil war, then all the fresh water would be cut off because the blue states control the fresh water.
Oh.
Oh, MAGA, don't you understand? If we have another civil war, all the blue states will control all the fresh water. You guys don't think there's get through, do you?
There you go.
General Jack Ripper there.
Yep. Yeah.
Cutting off our precious bodily fluids.
So all the fresh water out in the blue states, not gonna be able to get if you're MAGA.
Yeah, I'm sure was that a woman?
Yes, that was a woman.
We know. Yeah, I don't think she's got it in her to defend the aquifers, but
I also don't think there would ever be a civil war. So also, Flint, Michigan definitely does not have fresh water.
Yeah, right. So most Democrat cities have lead-ridden pipes. Have you had a cup of water in Philadelphia or Newark? Patterson? Oh, God. Google that, folks.
Yeah, so her statement's kind of just out of the it's not
bad. Are you saying she pulled it out of a brown starfish?
Correct. Chocolate starfish.
Yeah, chocolate starfish. Yeah.
All right. This girl is upset that her dentist appointment had to cancel because of her insurance. I had to turn it off. I had to turn it off about because I was just like, what? Anyway, yeah.
So I was supposed to go to the dentist tomorrow, but they just texted me and they said that my insurance doesn't work, which I have Medicaid. It should work. And they said it says terminated on 7/31. And I'm like, what the heck? So I log in and see that they sent me a letter on the 18th saying that my benefits were going to end on the 31st because they decided I make too much money. I'm on unemployment. I have one source of income, which is like $570 a week. And that's too much money for Medicaid. What on earth?
Where to even start with this one?
Upset that her dentist canceled her appointment because her Medicaid ran out.
Do you know how many people that pay for private insurance can't afford dental insurance?
Yeah.
Now, I can't obviously see her. I didn't see the actual video. I just heard the audio. I mean, does she appear to be someone who's able-bodied?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, again, and look, I want to be sensitive here because that's what we are in this program. Maybe there's something I don't know, but maybe she should go get a job that can give her dental insurance if she wants it so damn badly or she could pay for it.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. I know. I'm talking nonsense.
Yeah. But you know what? Truth. It's the truth.
That's truth?
Truth. What you know about fun buns?
About fun buns?
Yeah, little fun buns.
I know I've got a couple.
Thinking of different fun buns here. Anyway, this one that we're all relatively known.
That was my old name on Reddit. Then I got banned and I had to.
Got it. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Come back as Creamy Acres, yeah.
Got it, Creamy Acres.
Just want to clarify.
The girl that we all know and love, she has fun buns, and she wants to do something to the town.
Oh, no.
When I have a little fun bun on my hair, I can't help but imagine myself just flying around in the air mysteriously, just perhaps sprinkling pixie dust all over the town as a fairy.
No. Every time I hear that, I actually have a physical reaction. You can't see it at home. Like, yeah. It's like a nail on it. Yeah, I just did it again. I kind of scrunched my shoulders and got, oh, stop, enough. It's like the blood experience, but I'm getting it for free.
What's worse, having this or just having the guy last week saying labia over and over and over again?
If you had both going at the same time, I would surrender. I would tell you whatever it is you wanted to know.
Oh,
she
man.
Couldn't do it. No.
All right, that's it. This girl on TikTok puts out a plea to all of her homies on TikTok, and this is what her plea was.
Just got off work. Who wants to get me pregnant? Leave a comment or DM if you're too scared to comment. I'll open it, and you can get me pregnant. I don't want to be pregnant anymore. This sucks.
She doesn't want that 30 seconds of fun touching.
I guess not. That's not an offering at your haunted house attraction, is it?
No. It's not.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. This guy had a fun little incident that happened, and he decided to vlog it. Or not vlog it, but TikTok it. And this is how it went down.
Just pushed my nan down the stairs, so I'm popping a chalky milk. Popping a chalky milk. Popping a chalky milk will rewind my actions.
Excuse me?
Did you get that first part?
No!
Just push my nan down the stairs.
Push my nan down the stairs?
Yeah.
So he's going to have a chocolate milk, which
so
will...
So I'm popping a chalky milk.
He's popping a chalky milk.
Which will rewind his actions and undo the fact that he just assaulted his grandmother?
Correct. That's a complete joke, by the way. He didn't actually push his grandmother.
Do we know? Are we sure?
Yeah, it was 100% of the joke.
Should we check on her?
No, she's fine.
Now, hopefully she landed on her fun buns.
Yeah, she seemed fine in the video.
Okay, good.
And to close it out, we have everyone's favorite. Here we go.
Yeah, just still battling, trying to stay off the vapes. It's been a war. I had 5 days at one point, and then I seceded. To the union or whatever. I don't know what I seceded to, but I gave up. And I just damn hit that bitch, son. And I've been on them, bro. God, I've been on them. Dude, if you wrote vapes in here on the outside of a wishing well, and you came there at night with a flashlight and looked down in there, I'd be in there. And I'd be damn just wishing for vapes.
God, that was dark.
Yeah.
Usually I count on Theo to kind of bring me up at the end of the program.
Yeah, well,
I'm kind of imagining him sitting in a well, like that scene in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
It puts the vape in its lungs, or it gets the cigarette again.
Yep. There you go. He has a vaping problem.
Well, thanks for that.
Yep.
Real fun show, Dan.
Okay, you know what? Here. We'll end it on a good note.
Oh, some weeks, folks, we only have an hour because you could only take an hour. Oh, my God.
That's what I got for you.
If anyone has ever enjoyed or deserved a Labor Day weekend, it will be me and it shall be me, folks, after this. But we laughed. We definitely cried a little bit tonight, and I hope along the way you learned something. Thanks for listening. Remember to subscribe to the Matt Rooney Show podcast. Thank you to producer Dan Valdez for his stylings. We'll be back next Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But remember, until then, stay safe, stay sane, and keep fighting for this greatest nation in God's creation. It's worth it.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand with Matt Rooney.